In 1926, the new Irish Free State set up the broadcasting service. Station 2RN began in a small studio above the post office in Little Denmark Street before moving to the GPO. That same year in the USA, a Catholic Irish-American candidate ran for president.
They're wrangling everywhere, which man should have that chair, that celebrated chair in Washington. But take a little tip, that man will be Al Smith, a man that's fair and square with everyone. He never boasts or brags, he's loyal to our flag, that emblem that's the best beneath the sun. Al Smith, a true and loyal son. There's not a man in this broad land more fit for Washington. Raised upon the east side, without pomp or poise, and with his fame he's never changed, he's still one of the boys. So let us get together and every effort lend, so Alabama can follow Cal as our next president.
Followed Al Smith's contest for the presidency with keen interest and sympathy. I was in the fullest agreement with his attitude on prohibition. I even suggested to him a slogan: All for Al, and Al for all.
The first papal legate to visit Ireland for four centuries lands at Kingstown. Greeted on arrival by the Archbishop of Dublin and President de Valera, the papal legate, Cardinal Lorenzo Lorri, is accompanied by them on his triumphal journey to the city. No sign of a royal house ever received such a welcome as is accorded this Prince of the Church, and scenes of unparalleled religious fervour mark every mile of his journey into the city.
And at the city boundary, the Lord Mayor, Alfie Byrne, presents a well-dressed welcome to the Pope's ambassador to the Congress.
In your eminence, we gladly recognize the living image of the Church, which is one because of the supreme authority of the successor of St. Peter.
Do not wish to leave Ireland without hearing myself the pleasure of speaking to you, to greet you in the name of the Holy Father, and to bestow on you his blessing.
Over 20,000 priests take part in this moving pageant of the Sacred Host, and the pilgrims, in a column 15 miles long, 8 abreast, have marched down from Phoenix Park, converging around the high altar on O'Connell Bridge.